and misty sounds of foghorns heard often from San Francisco Bay. And if you happen by Fort Mason along San Francisco's northern waterfront sometime soon, you're likely to hear an entire chorus of foghorns. As part of a week-long festival called New Music America 81, sound composer Bill Fontana has designed what he calls a landscape sculpture with foghorns. He's positioned 8 microphones around the bay, and with the help of high-quality telephone lines, the sounds from the 8 areas are heard live 24 hours a day through speakers mounted on the Fort Mason piers. Reporter Jay Baltazar talked with the artist.
I wanted to take a location in the bay that outdoors that normally heard the foghorns and was visually on the bay. And I wanted to take the sounds of the bay from distant locations and bring them to that one spot. Basically, you know, you can stand in a place and look out in a landscape and you can see the landscape, but you can only hear the sounds where you're standing. In this sculpture, you can hear the landscape as a landscape. You can hear the whole landscape that you can see, which is something you normally can't do.
There are 12 foghorns within the range of Fontana's microphones, yet some are louder than others, so their deep resonant tone can be picked up by a number of microphones. But the placement of those mics are miles apart, so each will pick up the sound of a loud foghorn at a different time, causing a spectrum of delays and echoes here at Fort Mason. And what's the reaction from those listening on the pier?
It's marvelous the way each successive microphone picks up the horn, because you get it a little echo and echo, and it's a little bit fainter, you know, by the time it gets to the last speaker. It's getting to be a symphony already. It's great.
It seems real meditative because the sounds are so low, but then you hear a bird fly across or maybe a boat go by or something, and it kind of jars all that sound. Like that. Did you hear it? That.
Just being out on a pier, at least where the wind's blowing, so you're getting the feeling of the foghorns around you.
You like foghorns?
Oh, yes. I listen to them all the time here in the bay.
A piece like this is marvelous because it tickles the awareness of people for sound of the environment. You know, we tend to not listen. We're just so conditioned by seeing and the information we get from seeing.
What happens if there are no foghorns on a particular day? Say if it's clear and you just don't get the sound.
You'll hear seals, birds, surf, and other kinds of environmental sounds from the bay, occasionally helicopters. You don't have foghorns 24 hours a day, but I also selected sites where there were prominent acoustic landmarks of the bay that could be heard. Where there's a microphone at the at Point Lobos, which is close to Seal Rock, and all very often during the course of the day you'll hear seals at Fort Mason, but seals aren't at Fort Mason; they're at Point Lobos. But they sound like they're now. They're, at least the sound has temporarily been installed at Fort Mason.
Bill Fontana's experience with sound sculptures goes back nearly a decade. He's produced similar field recordings in such varied locations as Sydney, Australia, Cincinnati, San Diego, and Toronto. But this current project, with microphones spread so widely through the terrain of the San Francisco Bay, is his most ambitious. He says its purpose is to acquaint people with the beauty of the natural sounds about them.
My favorite statement by Henry Cowell is, "Music goes on all the time around us and is made audible by a musician." And maybe in this sculpture, I'm trying to find the perpetual music in the environment and make it audible here at Fort Mason.
One of the more unique aspects to this production is that the sounds are not that unusual for the waterfront area. Bill Fontana says he wants to keep the disruptions on this quiet fishing pier to a minimum. But there's an irony in this. If the sound sculpture is kept here all summer, as Fontana hopes, it may become so much a part of the landscape itself that few will notice it. And that's just fine with him. For National Public Radio, I'm Jay Baltazar in San Francisco.
And for this evening, that's All Things Considered.